The Riyabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and me, Mark Lowdy. If you have a customer relationship where you are sending your invoices to that customer, then there is likely to be somebody at the end of that who has to process it, somebody who you've hopefully met, established some sort of rapport with, and who will then take pity on you once a month to actually pay your invoice. That person who sits in the accounts payable department of your customer, Simon, by virtue of the fact that they're gainfully employed, that is, they collect a monthly salary, usually don't know the stresses and strains that you as a small business owner or as an entrepreneur have. They collect their salary once a month, irrespective of how well they perform in their role in accounts payable. And so they're somehow removed from the pain that you feel when you don't get your check on time and when you're not first in line to get paid. So what is your message to all of those salaried people who work in accounts payable at your customers?
Yes.
Companies?
I mean, it's first of all, we care about you and we want to make life as easy as we can for you, which is why we want to meet you and understand how you work. I think the thing to understand about an accounts payable person, as opposed to a purchasing person or a goods inwards person or a supply chain person, is by and large, the business of paying an invoice is about ensuring that you have the documentation that belongs with that invoice. So you have an order, you have some kind of confirmation receipt, and some kind of sign off. And provided all those bits of paper are there, the payables person will process the invoice. So before assuming that there's, and you know, this is a general point about receivables, that there's some kind of malign fate that is ensuring that somehow every time you want to get paid, it's incredibly slow and nothing works. Assume that there is some kind of defined process, and that if you can understand what that is, and a process in a company is about a certain number of pieces of paper arriving at a certain place at a certain time. And if they don't all arrive when they're supposed to arrive, then what will happen is you'll get put back and go into the next cycle. Because typically,
yes,
things are paid weekly or even monthly.
Correct. There's a cutoff date, for example. But the point still is that sometimes when you talk to people in accounts payable, there's no urgency at all. They are so far removed from the life that you have as a small business owner or as an entrepreneur that they don't see any difference between whether they pay you on the 28th of a month or the 1st of the month.
Mm.
Yet you know as the entrepreneur that it makes a huge difference about whether you can pay your rent on time, you can pay your staff on time, you can pay your own suppliers. Mm. What can you say that you, Simon Littlewood, what would you say to people in accounts payable to damn well get a move on?
Yes, I mean, I'd be very careful about trying to use the sort of moral suasion side of things, because as you say, that's tricky for them because they've got a pile of invoices and they're under strict instructions to pay the ones that meet the criteria, where they've got all the things that they need. And typically these days it's going to be IT driven. That's to say there'll be things that they have to have in front of them on their screen that enable them to process the invoice. After they've got a line of invoices that they all plan to pay, there may well be a more senior intervention which will look at how many invoices are due to be paid and might adjust that based on how much cash the company actually wants to spend. That would be somebody above a payables person. But rather than assume that you have to deal with that, just assume that you're, first of all, that you jump the first hurdle, which is all the bits and... So you know, what I would say to them is, it's a damn nuisance having to chase the bits of paper. This is a fundamental challenge with anyone that's involved in any kind of financial processes. It's all about chasing bits of paper. It's time-consuming and it's frustrating. She or he does not want to be in a situation where she or he does not have the requisite bits of paper, because that means that she or he has got to chase them or go around the cycle again. So your job is to understand before you even start doing business with them, that is before you cut some kind of deal or take an order, to understand what he or she needs to do in order to be able to process an invoice. Be very clear about what those bits of paper are and what needs to be in them. And also be clear where they're coming from within his or her organization, so that you can you can unblock that if necessary. Yeah. Demonstrate that you care about her situation enough that you've taken the time to understand that, and ask for her advice on, you know, what are the things that you typically don't get and where do they come from and how can I help with that? Well, you can help by making sure that this is clear, or you can help by talking to so-and-so or whatever it happens to be. I mean, the long and the short of it is, if you're not careful, the whole business of getting paid on time is likely to become adversarial. Almost everything you hear about receivables, almost all the solutions that are offered are predicated on the assumption that you're being paid late and it's a battle and you have to overcome enormous odds or borrow money or do something else, all of which are things that have a price attached to them that you don't really want to do. Mm. The idea is, and we at Riabu have thought about this a lot, and this is based on years and years of experience, is to make it a whole different discussion, about, we understand that it's not easy for you and it's not easy for us. We both want the same outcome. Let's understand what you're dealing with and let's be the supplier that makes that as easy as possible for you so that unlike all the other ones, every time one of our invoices come up, you've got everything you need, you can make a decision, you can pay the invoice.
Yes, and if you've done that, and you still find that the people in accounts payable are dragging their feet, and then you call them because you've met them, and you say, hey, you know, I gave you everything that you said you needed. When are you going to pay it? And then the answer down the phone line is, sorry about that. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'll see that I can settle it soon. I mean, if you face a circumstance like that where you've done everything and you still get the runaround, what do you do then?
Well, first of all, 80% of the time that companies don't get paid on time, be they you or anybody else, it's because you haven't ticked one of the boxes that we've talked about.
And what about in the other 20%?
Well, if you've got to the point where you've ticked all the boxes and you know that for a certainty, and be very careful about this because time and time again, I've come across situations where indignant companies say to me, I never get paid on time. And when I look into it, it's because of something they haven't heard or they haven't spotted. Now, let's be clear here. The customer may have an interest in not divulging what their internal processes are, because of course they want to hang on to their cash. We've talked about how the modality of this is that the way to find out what their processes are is to have that discussion before you start to do business with them or early in the process. There's a difference between deliberately paying you late and dealing with real issues. If you can remove the real issues by getting close to the customer in the beginning, then that's a commercial conversation. It's a different conversation. It's probably not the payables person. Or if it is the payables person, it's because somebody else with an eye to cash flow has told them not to pay. And you know, you or I both run different businesses, and we've both probably been in a situation where we said, pay this and this, don't pay that. Pay it next Wednesday. But you need to know that that is the situation. You don't know that as long as you failed to ensure that all the bits and pieces are in place. If all the bits and pieces are in place and you're clear that it is in fact a commercial discussion, then you can have the commercial discussion. You can go to the person that's directing their who gets paid when policy, you know, who's putting your invoice lower in the pile than it should be, and you can say, we've had confirmation that everything's been done, that our invoice is clean, we arrived, you know, we deliver the service, we deliver the invoice on time, it was accurate, it met all your internal protocols. Can I just understand, you know?
Well, that's very interesting. So what I've learned, I guess, over the last 10 minutes, is that actually it probably isn't the accounts payable person who's dragging her feet.
No.
He or she is dragging their feet because they've been told to by somebody else who you should then be talking
to. Well, they've first of all been taught, been coached to look for things that aren't precisely as they should be. And it can be a very minor thing.
Which is the other thing. So either it's because they've been told not to pay something, wait till Wednesday, as you said just now, or it's because something that you've done.
Yes.
So what I'm hearing you say is that it's very rarely the laziness of the accounts payable person who collects her monthly or his monthly salary. You're saying that that's in the fewest of any cases.
I think it's in far fewer cases than most people most people believe, because as I said, they believe in a sort of malign fate. You know,
they're out to get me.
They're being conspired against.
Yes.
In reality, a lot of this, when you break it down to its elements, is about the right things all coming together. If you get to the point where you're very clear that the right things have come together, but you're still not being treated with respect based on the terms that, remember, you've stressed and agreed at the beginning of the relationship, that's time for another discussion. It's very clear, because at that point, they can't point to an issue in the relationship. Or if they do, you've tried very hard to ensure that there isn't one. And that's a whole other discussion, yeah?
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy with the Riabu.